Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us from Northern California, Rodney Stitch. Hi, Rodney. How are you doing?
Yes, good afternoon, Stan.
Well, it's always good to have you here, and Rodney has written a number of fascinating books going into the background of the airline industry. His Unfriendly Skies goes into his experiences as an FAA crash investigator, and then his book, Defrauding America, goes into his experience of talking to people who had worked for the CIA and the FBI and other government agencies who had been thrown into prison because they wanted to bring out the truth about government corruption and the government's and the CIA's involvement in drug smuggling. And then his book, Drugging America, going into the fact that the CIA is one of the largest drug smugglers going on in the world today. Would that be a fair appraisal of the books, Rodney?
Well, by all means. You know, books are very unusual in that all of the books are written on a basis of information that I and other government agents have discovered. And you won't find anything like this anywhere, because over the last 20 years, I've had more government agents, CIA, FBI, DEA, mafia figures, drug traffickers, providing me with information and documentation on matters that really, truth is really stranger than fiction in this case.
All right, fine. Well, let's sort of go to, first of all, I wanted to mention that Rodney Stitch is going to be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference on the 29th and 30th of this month. That's Memorial Day weekend. That's going to be in the Santa Clara area, close to Great America, right just north of where I live. And, of course, Joyce Riley and Len Horowitz and others are going to be there. I'm going to be there. I'm not going to be speaking, but I'm going to have a booth. So if you're interested in knowing more about the Conspiracy Conference, why don't you call them at 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. Or go to their website at conspiracycon.com. What are you going to be speaking out at the conference? What's your subject going to be, Rodney?
Well, it's going to be the corruption and the cover-ups that I and other government investigators have discovered over the years, and the catastrophic consequences of the cover-ups. And primarily, I'll be going into the four areas of blame for the events of 9/11. You know, so far, the government has only addressed, and partly, the two subordinate areas, which would be the so-called intelligence failures and failures to act on known intelligence. But they're ignoring the two primary areas, and that's what one is the corruption in government that blocked the government from taking the known preventative measures for preventing hijackings, which have been going for the last 50 years. And then I go into the cover-ups of that type of corruption and the efforts that were taken to try to expose this and the involvement of federal judges and Justice Department personnel in blocking the expose of these things. And I'll go into somewhat into Afghanistan, how the CIA covert activities are what initiated the wars in Afghanistan, because they were active. The CIA was active.
Hold that thought for just a moment, please. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Rodney Stitz, who's an author. He's a few years older than I am, so he's getting awful old. But he's bright and really one of my most informative guests. He has written at least three books that we carry. The Unfriendly Skies, Drugging of America, and is it called the...
Defrauding America.
Defrauding America. We carry those three books. We think that you'll find them fascinating because Rodney has access to people that who will talk to him from the CIA, from the FBI, from the government. People come to him because they know he'll get the information out, the information that you will not get through the New York Times or the Washington Post or the Wall Street Journal or National Review or American Spectator or any other establishment-controlled media outlet because they control both the conservative and the liberal wings to give you the feeling you're getting both sides. That's why you need to get Rodney's books. And Rodney, of course, is an FAA crash investigator and goes into the background of analyzing the hijackings. You had made suggestions 40 or 50 years ago what could be done to prevent hijackings. Would you like to sort of summarize what some of those things that should have been done if you had been the president, that you would have been done when you were told that the Islamic terrorists were planning on hijacking our airplanes, and he was told that on the 6th of August? It's interesting enough what he did, what he didn't do. What should have been done at that time if you'd been the president and they'd come to you with a presidential decision directive saying, or a briefing and said, look, the Islamic terrorists are planning on hijacking American airliners. What would you have done to prevent it?
I would have done just what I recommended while I was a federal agent many years ago on how to prevent hijackings. And the reports I made many reports, and the hijackings was just one of them. But the hijackings on 9/11, the hijackers undoubtedly got into the cockpit simply by taking the keys from the flight attendants. Now, I reported years ago that the two main things to prevent hijackers from taking over the aircraft, and you know we've had hijackings for 50 years, so... would be one, no one in the cabin has any keys to the cockpit door, and the cockpit door stays closed during flight. Now, if the FAA had a proper administrator rather than a politically correct person that's good for getting votes, that person on his own or her own would have known what had to be done. Now, the president, the FBI, any of them, should have known that within 24 hours...
Hold that thought. We're going to bring our other stations right back here in just a moment. Okay, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this afternoon is Rodney Stitz, and he's talking about what needs to be done, and what he would have done had he been the president or been in charge and known that the Islamic hijackers or Islamic terrorists were planning on hijacking our planes. And almost 50 years ago, Rodney had sent directives up saying, look, the most important thing to prevent hijacking, because 50 years ago we were having hijackings, is to keep the cabinet door locked at all times. And nobody, no cabinet assistant or stewardess, has any access to that to the cabin while it's in flight. That way, nobody can get into the cabin and, of course, take over the plane. So even though Rodney had put in those recommendations, they were totally ignored. And but the administrators any time could have brought those in, and they did not. So pick up the story there, Rodney.
Okay, well, as I was starting to say... there's no keys to the cockpit in the cabin, and two, keep the cockpit door locked. Now, as I said earlier, undoubtedly the hijackers got in by simply taking the keys from the flight attendants. Now, just think, that one little thing that was so obvious, if it had been done, we wouldn't have 3,000 dead on 9/11, plus all of the other collateral damage. But it's not just why, just the FAA not doing it, it's why they didn't do it. And this is where there's deep-seated culture of corruption in certain offices of the FAA. And this is why when I was in the FAA, I acted as an independent prosecutor. For 6 months, I'm conducting a hearing. Nothing like this has ever happened before. Imagine if the 9/11 Commission would investigate that. what was going on in the FAA and what was being done trying to correct the situation that would have prevented 9/11 from occurring. And then I made some other recommendations, such as stronger cockpit doors. I don't think on 9/11 played any role in it, because they simply walked into the cockpit. And then having a video camera where the pilots have a little screen, they can see what's going on in the cabin. But you've got a culture there. The question is then, what was done to prevent this from coming out? I filed federal lawsuits trying to expose the corruption in the FAA, and then later on the lawsuits got to where it addressed the corruption in the FBI and the intelligence agencies.
Oh, this was 50 years ago?
Oh, the lawsuits started in the early 1980s. I filed lawsuits in the U.S. District Courts in San Francisco. There were three of them. They were against the FAA and against the National Transportation Safety Board for covering up and falsifying its accident reports. Now, in those actions, federal judges, and then when I went to Court of Appeals to argue my case, the judges admitted, Mr. Stix, these are serious charges, but it's up to Congress to investigate. Well, that's true, but it's also up to the federal judges to receive that information under the federal crime reporting statute that specifically mentions anyone who knows of a federal crime must report it to a federal judge or a federal officer. So since the Justice Department was covering up and Congress wouldn't do anything, I figured, well, hell, I'll go this route. So even though they admitted the gravity of it, the Justice Department then moved to dismiss the action, so I was unable to present my evidence. So that went all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and you can even find those cases where I went to the Supreme Court. So all of these people were aware of the corruption that was going on and some of the tragedies related to it. Right now, the most important lawsuit, and anybody interested in trying to expose government corruption should look at this. It's filed in the New York District Courts, where most of the 9/11 litigation is going on. And it's you'll find copies of the lawsuit on the website defraudingamerica.com or unfriendlyskies.com. And right now, the Justice Department is 3 months late in filing a brief in response to my brief. And their brief is due on May 24th. It's going to be interesting. If they can either cover up, and remember, this is the same U.S. attorney that charged Martha Stewart with obstruction of justice and conspiracy to obstruct justice. They're now confronted with doing the same or else admitting the truth of what my charges are.
Now, Rodney, for our listeners out there, what are your charges at this time?
Well, charges include, what I and other government and former government agents are trying to do is expose the corruption, not only in the government's aviation safety offices, but the corruption in the Justice Department, the drug smuggling by the CIA, agents of the CIA, and a number of other criminal activities. And then I go into how we've been blocked from making these reports, and the blocks have been mostly by federal judges who are named in the lawsuit and Justice Department lawyers. So it has some very serious connotations, and most lawyers representing the next of kin or defending in 9/11, they're aware of this lawsuit, and it's kind of revealing that they don't do anything about it, because these are serious charges. It's no screwball conspiracy theories. These are facts that and documents, part of it from when I was in the federal government.
And, of course, the thing is that at one time we had federal marshals on, air marshals on all of our planes, and that was back in the 60s and 70s when we had a lot of hijackings. So then they systematically took the marshals off the planes. And, you know, at one time even the pilots could carry weapons, but they're not allowed to carry weapons. And yet they knew that there was going to be hijackings. They knew the hijackings were coming. So what did the government do after the president was notified that there was going to be hijackings, that they were casing buildings in New York City and in Washington, D.C., and that's all in the presidential decision directive that was the president got on the 6th of August. We have copies of that, official ones. If any of you would like to see it, you could request it by calling us at 1-800-544-8927 and asking for a copy of the PDD issued on the 6th of August. But what did the government do at that time when they knew the hijackings were coming, Rodney?
Well, as I said earlier, within 24 hours, any of those people that I mentioned, especially the FAA, and they're keeping her out of the head of that, they're keeping her out of sight right now. But within 24 hours, they could have eliminated every key in every aircraft in the United States. And those hijackers would then have to break down the door. And a pilot hearing someone trying to break down that door, and it's not that easy to break down, can very easily put the plane into an unusual attitude to where the hijacker is standing on his head. And that certainly would have discouraged the hijacking that did take place. But I even put a 10-page declaration into the 9/11 commission here about a month ago, where I'm describing all of the corruption that I discovered, all of the cover-ups that prevented these things from being taken. So, and with my previous position, you know, when I was in the FAA, they gave me an assignment to correct the conditions that were at that time resulting in the worst series of air disasters in the nation's history. And so I was obviously in a very responsible position. And what I found was so serious, and the cover-ups that always follow, that's when I became an independent prosecutor. So obviously this information is of value, since 9/11 was primarily an aviation disaster, not an intelligence failures. That was strictly secondary.
All right. Well, of course, you've been on the front lines of this battle for a long time. And the government, of course, is just delaying and delaying and delaying. My understanding is you got a second call from one of the U.S. Attorney Generals saying, could we have another extension? They missed the first extension. Now, of course, they would be up for the second extension. And if they don't put in a brief to counter you, then, of course, they lose the case automatically, don't they?
Well, technically, but federal judges are not going to let me prevail in this, because this is a major scandal. There's never been a scandal like this before, because it's not just the corruption related to 9/11, because we're talking about the corruption in all the other areas, all of the obstruction of justice by federal judges. And
attorney generals and U.S. attorney generals and the whole flock of them are uncovering up the truth, just like the 911 commission. They're never asking the right questions. They focus our attention on the wrong things, but they never get down to the nitty-gritty of what really happened and why.
You know, it's just like when the NTSB was investigating or holding hearings on PWA Flight 800. They wouldn't let anyone testify who saw the missiles. Instead, they're going into a theory that the fuel tank initially exploded, and that's what caused it. And, you know, they're talking about the heat in a diesel fuel tank. Hell, I've had planes. You know, I flew in the Middle East, in Saudi Arabia and what have you. And believe me, on a hot day when it's 130 out there and you've got gasoline in the tanks, which is far more volatile.
Right. Well, we're going to be back here in just a few minutes with Rodney Stitch. And, of course, we'll welcome your calls here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And just get into the background of so much of the information Rodney has. You want to get his books, Defrauding America. You want to get his book, drugging America, because it's very difficult for the average person to realize that your own government is involved in the war on drugs, from bringing the drugs in. But we had a war on cancer, we got more cancer, war on poverty, more poverty, war on drugs, more drugs, and now we got a war on terrorism.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 on the down the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts, entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that will give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I want to mention we carry the Panoply. It's an amazing game. It's designed to teach you and your children, your grandchildren, how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. And most of these programs cost $300, $400, $500, $600. This is $139.95. It's 6 board games, and of course, what you do is you play them pretty much like Monopoly, and you get property. But in the process, you begin to learn how to pronounce various vowels and various letters of the alphabet, and there are different sounds. Sometimes an A is an A, and sometimes it's an A. And how do you know how to pronounce it? Well, there are 12 basic rules, and when you get those 40 sounds and 12 rules down, why, you can read along with the college professors. You can get the Phonopoly set by giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Remember, it's $139, and you'll really learn. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Rodney Stitch, and we're talking about his experiences in the FAA and his effort to bring lawsuits to show the corruption in the FAA. And then, of course, he gets involved with the corruption within the federal judges because they are under pressure not to bring out the truth. And then there has to be covering up by the federal attorney generals. And of course, it goes on and on and on to the highest levels of government because they can't let the American people realize the degree of corruption that's there. And of course, these airline crashes, they were United Airline crashes, there were a whole flock of them. And large numbers of people were dying unnecessarily, and Rodney was the crash investigator for this, and when he tried to bring out the truth, why nobody wanted to hear. Is that pretty well an accurate appraisal of that?
Yes, and that's pretty standard in government. When you have corruption, the most common thing that they seem to know what to do is cover up. And you know, I was in the Navy a year before Pearl Harbor. I was a Navy pilot in World War II, but by being in the Navy before Pearl Harbor was attacked and having been in government thereafter, I could see the culture, the same culture that made possible the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, same culture in the United States that made 9/11 possible, except now we have all of the corruption in government and also in the media. People don't realize how corrupt the media is by their cover-ups. And most people don't realize the many people in the media who are on the CIA payroll. And then there's many other reasons why they cover up.
Well, just repeat that once again. You're saying that there are people in the media who are on the CIA payroll, and in violation of all of the laws of our country, the CIA is trying to control what the American people think and read and hear?
Oh, by all means. And there's been books written on that, though. In one of my books, The Fraud in America, I go into all of the support for that type of activity. And with all the lying that's associated with Iraq, for the media to cover up for the lying and repeat it is an example of just how bad things have gotten in the United States. And I've never seen in my lifetime anything this bad.
Well, I think that we have to realize that when we see all these pictures of the torture and inhumane treatment carried out over in the prisons in Iraq, you have to understand that this was a CIA operation. The CIA was in charge. I mean, who are these private interrogators? Where do you get a private interrogator in a military prison? Why, he's a CIA operative, and I personally believe this was all created intentionally, and then, of course, the CIA encouraged this to be disseminated in an effort to turn the Islamic world against America. That's how you get a war going, and I think they're doing a pretty good job of it, don't you?
Well, you know, in one of my e-books, which are easy to download at almost giveaway price, that's the blowback book, I go into how the CIA destabilized the Afghan government, which then caused the Soviets to come in.
1980, right.
And then I go into the destabilization in Iran. Matter of fact, I was in Iran when the CIA destabilized the government and there was a revolution. I was there the morning it happened, and that was in 1953. I was flying Muslim pilgrims to Mecca and Medina. And I could see the revolution all of a sudden going, and believe me, that's no place to be at that time. But the CIA has subverted countries all over the place. And you talked about the prison abuse. Well, in Vietnam, remember the CIA's Phoenix program?
Sure.
There were thousands of peasants who were killed by the CIA on phony charges and things like that, and that's been well proven. That's the Phoenix program.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, Rodney, when you talk to the average American, he's never heard of Phoenix. Now, for the skeptic out there, I suggest you go up on the internet and pull down some of the articles on Phoenix and the torture and the killing and the murder of innocent Vietnamese civilians by the Central Intelligence Agency is well documented. I've talked to a number of people who are affiliated with that. Isn't it amazing how they can keep that from the American people?
And you know, and so the, you know, the media is always saying, well, they take polls, what the public supports, but the public is so deprived of valuable information that what they believe is really meaningless because they don't have the material to know what's going on.
You're absolutely right, Rodney. We're going to have to take a quick break here. I just was reading a poll today that was taken by, I believe, Newsweek, and they commented that that over 74% of the American people believe in Satan. Well, you're seeing the reflection of that in the Phoenix program and what's going on over there in Iraq, in the prisons, and of course it's coordinated by our own CIA. Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we have to remind you that we carry the Big Berkey products. And, of course, we carry the Big Berkey, which is made of stainless steel. It's been used for 150 years, at least the design. Put a couple of gallons in the top. It goes through ceramic filters packed with activated carbon, comes out the bottom, tastes great. Most of the herbicides and pesticides and bacteria and other bad things are gone. And so you can drink water from streams and ponds and pools and rivers. And well, they've worked greatly. The missionaries have used them for a long time. And the four filters in there, the Big Berkey, it costs $279. And it's available in every state in the Union except California and Iowa. Now, if you can get special post filters to put on the bottom to take out the fluoride, MTBE, lead, and arsenic, and that can be taken off of the post filters, but you can't get them in California. However, you can get the Berkey Light, which is made out of Lexan, which is what you make bulletproof glass out of, so you can see the level of the water. Instead of having four ceramic filters, this has two black Berkey filters that work even more efficiently. They're truly water purifiers, and the purifiers, they take out certainly literally all the bacteria down to about the 10th log or something or other, but they do a far superior job to the Big Berkey. But the filters have to be replaced every 2 years or so. However, if you're having to take out the fluoride while you're already ahead financially, although the Big Berkey Light is $199, where you really save is if you have to get the post filters to take out the fluoride, you only have to get two of them rather than four of them. They have to be replaced about every 6 months. The major filters, every 2 to 3 years. So if you'd like to know more about the Berkey Light, $199, the Big Berkey, call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Rodney Stitch, and his books, Defrauding America, Drugging America, going into the drugs. I mean, can you imagine after a 40-year war on drugs, we've got more drugs than ever. After a 40-year war on cancer, we have more cancer than ever. After a 40-year war on poverty, we have a tremendous poverty. And after we're involved in a war on terrorism, and now, of course, we're bogged down in a quagmire in Vietnam, and the world is turning against America. And I think every one of us is embarrassed when we see those pictures. But you can rest assured that they would never have been circulated in the United States by CBS or throughout the world without the full support of the Central Intelligence Agency and the military. It just wouldn't have happened. So you have to ask yourself why, and why were those pictures staged, and why, you know, as one of the MPs said, why, if our superiors had known what we were doing, they would have stomped all over us. I mean, they had no idea what we were doing. So here are these MPs knowing that they're going to get into real trouble if their superiors ever find out, and they take 1,000 pictures and videos to incriminate themselves. Do you honestly believe that happened? Well, if you do, you probably believe that why there's no corruption in government, or that you probably believe that they would not try to suppress lawsuits like Rodney's been bringing for, what, about 25 years now?
Yeah, that's been like that. You know, you mentioned the drug problem. For years and years, insiders have come forward and testified to Congress in closed-door hearings, and it was known to the media about the CIA drug smuggling and where the Reagan and Bush team were involved with the drug smuggling during the Contra days, and the media's kept the lid on that, which, you know, that's a crime when you've got the media covering up for a crime. And this is why I feel we have bigger problems in this United States than people realize.
We certainly do. Anybody who has any question about it needs to get my April newsletter, where I quote William Odom, who headed the NSA, the most secret of the secret intelligence agencies, and he asked the questions, since he can't come out and say it, should the CIA have journalists planted in the media? If you'd like a copy of the newsletter, it gives you the page where you can get the quotation, or we'll even send you copies of the page. But you see, the American people are not allowed to understand that we have no idea what's really going on, because they control the media.
And this is one of the reasons I've written these books. It's not to make money, because something like this is not a money-making operation.
Well, let's tell our listeners how they can get your e-books, because you have two or three of them up there now, don't you?
Yes. Now, you know, one thing for your listeners, if you go to the defraudedamerica.com website or the unfriendlyskies.com website, go to the order page, you can download for $12 any of these books. And the latest one, and this is the one that's especially pertinent, is the one that says Blowback 9/11 in Iraq. And there's a lot of information in there that the public has never heard about before.
Well, what sort of things are you covering in that?
Well, in that book, what I do, I start out with the history of aviation disasters and terrorism. Then I go into the Justice Department's misconduct that was associated with the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center. I go into the missile downing of TWA Flight 800 and its cover-up. And then I go into the blowback that resulted in 9/11, and the blowback from covert government activities that resulted in 9/11. I go into the cover-ups of 9/11. Then I go into how the CIA initiated the wars in Afghanistan, like what I, as I mentioned earlier, where they funded rebels who were trying to overthrow the government. And then, of course, the Soviets came in. Then I go into Iraq, all of the lying that was done and the consequences of that. And I go into blowback from other types of covert activities. And then I have a chapter on the media complicity.
Rodney, do you think that we created the Islamic terrorist movement when we began financing the Mujahideen and began having the CIA work with Pakistan and Saudi Arabia to indoctrinate these people in this radical form of Islamic belief, which did not really exist throughout the Islamic world until the CIA got involved?
Yes, well, yes. You know, I lived with the Arabs in the 50s. I was flying into Baghdad, Saudi Arabia, all those places. I lived in Ramallah for a while, and I visited the Palestinian refugee camps. And in those days, the Arabs liked us. And what happened? First of all, we've got the deal in where we undermine the Iranian government, and I mentioned that when I was in Iran the morning that happened. And we're giving that our problems with supporting Israel, and then of course where we were arming Iraq, and that's very few people know this. We were funding and arming Iraq with taxpayer money, incidentally, during the 1980s, and we were furnishing them with chemical and biological weapons and many other things.
Now, you think that's so hard for the average individual to believe, but if any of you question what Rodney is saying, we'll send you a copy of an article out of the Washington Post that goes to how we gave them $5 billion and we sold them the chemical and biological weapons and we supported Saddam and we gave him intelligence and we helped him in his war effort. And why would we do something with this wicked, wicked, wicked man?
Well, you know what? We pulled so many stupid things, just like Vietnam. What I can't understand, 58,000 Americans got killed, and what for? Because some harebrained politicians in the White House didn't want the people there to have their form of government. And, you know, the democracy won't work all over the place, and some places they need other forms of government.
Or maybe it was a wonderful diversion, so we wouldn't realize that while our boys were overseas fighting for freedom, we were losing our freedom here at home. Let's go to Jane calling from Ventura. Hi, Jane.
Hi. I didn't even know that I was going to be on live. I didn't even know you were on the radio now. I didn't even know if you still existed, but I happened to get hold of the chemtrails tapes that you have out.
Right.
I live in Ventura, and I've been seeing them like crazy, and I've been hearing little bits and pieces about it, and well, they're here like crazy, and my concern now is what they're getting into with the mosquito sprays and the pesticide stuff that they're spraying on the fields here.
Well, Rodney, do you have any comments at all on the chemtrails at all?
Well, I've been seeing...
If it's a jet trail,
are you talking to me?
I mean, I don't have any comments on that now.
Are you talking to me, sir?
No, I was talking to our guest. Anyway, Jane, that's a little off the subject of what we're talking about today.
Okay.
But we have a four-tape set on this, and if you'd like to get our four... Did you get our four-tape set on chemtrails?
I sure did. That's what I was just saying.
All
and
right.
It is excellent. If anybody wants to get a hold of it, they should get a hold of it, because it's going on like crazy here where we live.
Okay, thanks so much for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And our guest today is Rodney Stitz, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-1895. And remember, Rodney is going to be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference on the 29th and 30th of this month. That's the 29th and 30th of May, over at the Santa Clara, adjacent to Great America. And if you want to know more about that, call 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. Well, Rodney, do you think our government, some people, knew that the attack was going to occur, or knew that the World Trade Center was a potential target?
Well, there were a lot of course, we knew there were a lot of reports about aircraft being planned to be hijacked, and exactly where, of course, a lot of people are. That information wasn't generally known. But what's interesting, and I write about this in the book, is all of the people who were buying stock or taking short positions to where, if the, and this is with American Airlines stock and United Airlines stock, and only those two, where they would have a significant financial gain if there was some great mishap affecting these two airlines, and which is quite interesting.
Well, and of course, the question is, how would they know that something was going to happen? And this happened just the week before the 9/11 attack. And then the government investigates, and they say, well, we've looked at the American markets, and this was just perfectly normal. But what they don't tell you is most of the shorting was done over in Europe. And the head of the Central Bank of Germany and the head of the Central Bank of Europe, and we have their remarks, said, obviously somebody knew ahead of time, but you know how they shifted? Well, there was nothing going on here in America, but we can assure you, you can trust us, we wouldn't lie to you, nobody had advanced knowledge. And yet right after the attack, the head of the Central Bank of Germany was saying, obviously they had that knowledge. In fact, Mike Rupert has said that the companies that were doing that over in Europe just happened to have CIA affiliations. You ever heard anything like that? Somebody had a pretty good idea that something was going to happen, and just about the time it was going to happen.
There was certainly plenty of warnings, but you know what? This is the culture that...
Thank you.
Thank you.
In a spiritual battle, and the wicked people have taken over our government. You need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, which will explain to you the dark, sinister spiritual forces behind everything that's happening. And there really are people out there that worship Satan, and they have their representatives at the highest level of our government. In fact, Washington, D.C. is laid out in astrological and occult symbols. You need to get the book, The Occult Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, written by a man who has book was published by HarperCollins, not a right-wing extremist organization. HarperCollins, The Occult Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. You need to get Dr. Kathy Burns' book on Freemasonic and occult symbols. You'll find them every place. You'll find them on your television screen. You need to get our books on Masonry, because there are 2 million Masons in America, and although most of them have no idea what it's about, the leaders of this organization do, because they tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they're part of a satanic movement moving us towards a new world order and a new world religion. You need to find out what's going on in the Catholic Church. You need to get our 4-tape set on the wisdom of Malachi Martin. He will tell you about the satanic ceremonies held in the basement of the Vatican. And I talked to him about this fictional book that he had written and said, Malachi, is this true? And he said, of course it's true. I just can't put it out as truth. But I'm not picking on the Catholics. You have to find out what's happening to the Protestant Church. It's been infiltrated too. You need to get our video on the diaprax in the church, talking about the Protestant church. You need to get a 4-tape set on the church growth movement. You need to get the information, and then you need to help us disseminate it across America while we still have time. So please pray for America. Pray for revival, because if America doesn't turn back to God, if we don't have a great revival in America, God will one day bring his wrath on this country, and I don't think it's too far away as we move into World War III. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please remember to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.